Welcome to Devotional Reflection by Friendly Connection. Today's scripture reading is found in Mark chapter 2, verse 14.
And as he being Jesus, passed by, he saw Levi, the son of Alphaeus, sitting at the tax booth. And he said to him, "Follow me." And he rose and followed him.
Now today's devotional reflection. In the first century, it was deemed a high honor for a young man to be chosen by a rabbi. If a rabbi thought you were bright enough, he would say, "Follow me." Parents were pleased to know their offspring was chosen, and they would say, "May you be covered with the dust of your rabbi." This means to walk so closely to your rabbi that you will both factually and figuratively covered in his dust. When the rabbi rejected a young man, the rabbi would say, "Go home, pray that your offspring may become a rabbi. Go home and learn the family business." I wonder if this might have happened to young Levi. Levi was a tax collector. In that day, your choice of occupation was to do what your father did. Perhaps tax collecting had been handed from father to son for generations. Scripture does not tell us. All Scripture says is Levi. He was the son of Alphaeus. Scripture does not tell us that a rabbi had ever rejected Levi. I merely wonder. Scripture does tell us that the rabbi Jesus said to Levi, "Follow me." Immediately Levi left his work as a tax collector and followed Jesus. I wonder how thrilled Levi was to hear Jesus' words. Levi could leave his old life behind and start afresh. Levi had been chosen as a bright young man to follow and replicate the rabbi Jesus in every way, leaving the old and embracing the new. We often lose the understanding of just how life-changing the call of a rabbi was in the first century, a life-altering high calling. The fact is, this high calling is still offered today. Today, it is offered to more than just young men. The rabbi, Jesus, asked children, the elderly, women, men, and people from all walks of life to follow him. We accept this high calling by placing our belief in his atoning work for our lives. Jesus has made the way for us to follow him. We start this journey of following him by putting our belief in his atoning work. We trust that he has forgiven all our sin debt and that his righteousness now covers us. Then we learn the ways of our rabbi and share his teachings with others. If you have never accepted the call of Rabbi Jesus, receive him today. He is saying, "Follow me." Follow Jesus and may you be covered with the dust of the rabbi. Devotional Reflection is brought to you by Friendly Connection, the teaching ministry of Chuck Hartman. We hope you will join us again.